Saturday edition of the program. We do this thing 7 nights per week. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. And throughout the evening tonight, the general overarching topic has been the school shooting, but also other terrible things that happen at these government schools that we have out there that we're forced to pay for, whether or not we appreciate what they do. Another story that we told you tonight was about a 10-year-old who was strip searched by an administrator at his government school because she believed that he had stolen a $20 bill. Well, it turns out he didn't. They found the bill in the cafeteria under one of the tables, and this young man was strip searched for absolutely nothing. And that's just one of two strip searching stories that we heard about just this week alone. How about
there's a whole lot of getting naked going on in the public schools, apparently.
Right. There was a 15-year-old male that was strip searched naked, stripped naked. This 10-year-old was at least only stripped to his underwear. But the 15-year-old was absolutely stripped naked and apparently fondled underneath his scrotum.
Got to make sure the drugs aren't underneath the parts.
So, drug raids on schools, intimidation by the police. I mean, there's just so many reasons, in my opinion, to keep your kids out of these government schools and out of the private schools, too. I mean, they're not that much better. Most of them are modeled similarly after the government school's Prussian model of obedience training. But that's an aside. We ended up going all over the place, even to the point where one caller had alleged that the reason why families were so destroyed, in his opinion, these days is because of Protestantism. Which I didn't expect to hear about tonight.
Well, it was another one of the backdoor families are the most important social unit conversation. And I don't disagree with that statement. I do think they're an important social unit. I think the problem is when we put up, put our positive family interactions and memories up and paste them on top of other people's. Because lots of people have poor family, situations. And, maybe they don't want to respect their father and mother.
Indeed. Let's go to Eva, listening in Medford, KMed, in Oregon. Hey, Eva, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there. I've never called a talk show, ever.
Welcome.
But I was very just surprised by this gentleman's response of Catholic versus Christian, because I was raised Catholic and from an Irish family. But now I am a non-denominational Christian, and I was raised in a large family, and I really respect his opinion of family. I think that's wonderful, no matter what religion you are. But I don't think this idea of respecting the family as a whole, apart from the individual, is very healthy, because I respect my father for his position, but there's also respect that you earn from your behavior.
Sure.
And my mom died when I was very young, under one, and my dad remarried, and there was six of us raised in a very abusive home life for years. And we were raised in this Catholic church, and we saw lots of things happen. But yet we had a wonderful aunt that were Catholic that took great care of us when we were able to be with them. So I don't think it's a Protestant, Catholic, Muslim, whatever you want to call it. I think there's many religions that value family and loved ones, but I don't think you could ever remove the individual from the family unit, because I have six children. I've homeschooled and had some in public school, and you care about the person as an individual and find out what they want to do and who they are, what their gifts and their passions and talents are. So I don't think this idea of putting people in little boxes and holes and pigholes is really what it's all about. I think it's about, loving an individual and caring about who they are and within that family unit. And they're all different. I have six children. Each one is different.
I like what you have to say there. I mean, the last guy, it almost seemed like he was saying was that the family must exist for the head of the household and they must serve at his pleasure and do what he tells them to do.
Things probably went really well at his house. you know?
Maybe right. So, but I think that flies in the face of the idea of supporting the individual and all of the things that they think are important.
Have any interest in that.
Right, and all the things that they think that are important for them, which is what Eva's pointing out here. I think I like what she says better.
you don't want to condone abuse of any individual within a family just for the sake of the whole family. That is not right.
Well, I'm not
God,
a Protestant.
God, I don't think right. values that, whatever religion you are, abuse of anyone. And I think there's great value in every person, whether they're on the street as a homeless person or within a family. They're all blessed with gifts and they have something to offer. And I think you have to offer value them as an individual and care and love them. I mean, one of the greatest commands is love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't think if you can't ever get to that point. I think you're missing out on the beauty of life and people, no matter what religion. And I might have my own personal viewpoints that I would never put down or degrade someone else for their beliefs, you know. And I may want to invite them out to where I go to worship, but I would never degrade them. And I would never, if I ever saw a child being abused or an adult, would ever want them to stay in that place, because I don't think that honors them who God made them to be.
Good commentary tonight, Eva. Really appreciate you and your thoughts here this evening. Thank you. 855-450-FREE.
The only effective way to change the world is, as Eva says, love. I mean, that's the only effective way to change the world.
That's right. Again, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Heather, listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Heather.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
About this, but I also really wanted to address the idea of respecting your parents.
Yes.
And for me, I grew up in a Mormon family, very, very conservative Republican, and I turned out to be queer and about as left-wing as you can be, and a feminist, and very, very different from my family. And it was a difficult process for everybody, for me to leave the Mormon church and have a lifestyle and philosophy that's completely different in a lot of ways than my family. But what I realized as I've grown up and become a parent is that I don't have to agree with my parents. I don't have to do what they say. But I do owe them respect because they have given their lives and everything they could to support me, and they would still give their lives for me. And I realized, you know, they made mistakes. I'm making mistakes too. They were young kids, you know, and I think even families that have had very, very bad things. I mean, I worked in child welfare. I've been around. I still think it behooves us, and this is my spiritual practice and belief, to look for forgiveness, to look for common ground, and to look for the ways that our life experiences, positive or negative, have helped us. And I live in a place right now that seems commitment phobic on every level. And I see that as a real problem in terms of we are responsible to take care of each other. And I think that goes back to the family, these people that have spent everything they could to raise us. And
well, it sounds to me like you still have a good relationship with your parents. Did they not, you know, treat you terribly when, you know, you were discovering these things about yourself and coming out about them?
They, no. I mean, they disagreed. They were very disappointed. I have parents that are good people, but it was still very traumatic, and there's still kind of this glass wall between us. But I work every day to find common ground with them. And the
but you didn't get disowned. They didn't, you know, tell you that they hated you. Or I mean, what I'm hearing is it could have been a lot worse as far as that process.
Absolutely. But it could have been.
No wonder you still respect them.
Too.
I mean, you would probably feel differently if they, you know, said something horrifying to you about how they hate you now.
Like, get out.
You're dead to me or something like that. I imagine that your respect level would have gone down at that point.
Absolutely, and, you know, my parents made mistakes. You know, I'm not going to air our dirty laundry in the world.
Heather, I appreciate your call and your commentary tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Good thoughts. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and joining you in the studio here is Ian
and Mark.
By the way, that toll free number brought to you by SACL CAI. But what is SACL CAI anyway?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go to see their web banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right hand side of the page, and it will take you to their relatively new website that they've gotten put together. It's SACL, CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL, CAI can handle it for you. Again, SACL, CAI.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Ladies first, Karen is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Karen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I can articulate this, but, when people pull these scriptures verses out of their context, I just thought you might find it interesting that the very following verses, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. So it's a balanced approach.
You're talking about the context of the Ten Commandments, the respect to honor your mother and father.
Well, no, this is a reiteration of that one commandment, which is in Ephesians, which is in the New Testament. But it goes, honor your father and mother, and then it may be so that it will be well with you. And then the very next verses, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. So this is an instruction that the parents are to be righteous so that the children, aren't going to be stricken with craziness from, unbalanced.
Right, because you beat your kids, you're going to probably make them crazy in some way, shape, or form.
Not 100% always happens that way, but, it's a very balanced approach, that the children will honor their parents if their parents are righteous and if they don't provoke them to wrath, And so when people pluck these verses out and forget their context, and these people were living under a very conscripted set of standards for the family,
Absolutely. I think that this is in the top 10 most misused Bible verses of all time. Right up there with "I came not to bring peace but to bring a sword." There's a lot of misused Bible verses out there, and the idea of honoring your father and mother, honor can mean lots of things to lots of people. It's a certain level of respect for your parents, even though they were bad people. Sure, you can have a certain level of respect for them, but that doesn't mean you respect everything they did or everything they said.
Karen, thanks for adding that to the discussion. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Michael. He's listening in Medford, KMed, in Oregon. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering how we could start an affiliated free state program or organization out here in the West.
When you say affiliated, what do you mean?
Keep in contact, have the same kind of organization going on.
Well, the bad news is it's probably not going to work. I'm not going to say don't try it. You're certainly welcome to, but it has already been tried. There is Free State Wyoming, which is probably the primary competitor to the Free State Project. They basically took the concept of the Free State Project and said, we don't want to go out east. We like it out here in the West. We're going to do our own way. And they tried to do it their own way. And there was a guy who came here to New Hampshire several weeks ago, having spent the last 7 years of his life in Wyoming for the Free State Wyoming Project, and he basically said nothing's happening, that it was a total waste, essentially, for him to go there and do that. Look, the reason why the Free State Project is the way it is, and that is encouraging all liberty lovers to move to one place, is because we're just spread too thin. There's just not enough people who love the ideas of freedom and who are willing to do something about it and who are willing to get active in regards to achieving more liberty in our lifetime. We're just spread too thin all across the country, so the idea is to concentrate activism all in one place. But that hasn't stopped various different people from trying to start the Move to My State project, which tries to emulate the Free State Project in some way, shape, or form. There are probably a handful, if not a dozen, of them out there, and they all miss the point. The point is to get people together in one place so we can have the most concentration possible, so we can have the greatest effect possible. The more competing Free State projects there are out there, the less effective everyone's going to be. So
I wasn't looking at it as a competition. I was but
well, unfortunately it is, because there are only so many people to whom you can advertise this idea. Okay, yeah, the point, one of the points that one of the critics has made is that, well, that you're ignoring the fact that the Liberty Pie is expanding. And it's certainly true. More people are coming on board with the ideas of liberty today. No doubt about it. But only so many of those people have had enough experience to know that what they're doing isn't working. So all the people that are new to the ideas of liberty, they're still of the mindset, most of them, that, hey, it's going to work out here in Houston. We're going to get freedom one of these days. We're making headway here in this, you know, top 10 city in America, as though a few dozen liberty activists is going to have any kind of an impact in a place like that. People all across the country believe that, that their area is going to be next for freedom. Just stick with it. We're going to do it. We're going to fight hard, and we're going to get freedom here, and it's just not going to pan out. So there's only so many people that have gone through enough activism and failed enough times to know that you have to have numbers. You have to have raw numbers of activists on the ground in order to be able to have an effect. So how long have you been doing activism, Michael?
Since the 60s.
That's excellent. So I hope that you'll reconsider the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Rather than building a competing organization, you're certainly welcome to look into the ones that do exist and see how successful they've been.
That's why I asked you how you would go about doing that with you.
You're my competition. If you're not advocating for people moving to New Hampshire, you're my competition, because I'm trying to get people to move to New Hampshire. I mean, we can be friendly about it and everything like that. I mean, I don't have any bad feelings towards the people that live in Wyoming or are, you know, maybe live in Austin, Texas, or wherever it is some of these other things might be going on. But I feel like they're wasting their time, because I think that everybody who loves liberty, if they wanted to be effective, they should get together with people who think like they do, all in the same place. That doesn't mean everybody move to Keene, New Hampshire. It just means move somewhere to New Hampshire and get active. I don't know, Mark, what do you think about that?
I think that, when it comes down to it, that being spread, there are so many reasons why other states aren't going to work. One of the real advantages to New Hampshire is its deep water port at the international boundary, the small size of the state, the small size of the population. I understand why people, don't want to move. Usually it falls into the category of family, job, weather. Those are the three reasons that people generally don't want to move to New Hampshire. But, some people like the Western lifestyle and things like that. I don't know how to approach that.
You could live in Western New Hampshire.
They call this the state of Jefferson lots of times. One reason because that guy wrote a book about it.
Northern California or Southern Oregon.
He's in Oregon.
Yep.
So, hey, let us know how it goes. I mean, I'm more than happy to talk about whatever it is you come up with. If you guys in the state of Jefferson manage to put something together, Free State Jefferson or whatever, let us know. We'll be happy to see how things are going for you. I mean, it's not like we won't talk about it. And maybe you'll be, do better than New Hampshire, and then we'll move there. Thanks for the call, man.
No,
I appreciate it.
I don't want to compete.
Well, I want to go wherever the most freedom is. If you end up getting the most freedom, I'm coming there. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks, man.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, we were talking about the Free State Project a moment ago with our last caller, and the Free State Project has within it probably the largest community of Bitcoin enthusiasts anywhere.
That much is true. Bitcoin is a currency. It's an online currency that's open source, meaning anybody can look at the programming in order to find out
evaluate it.
It's peer-to-peer, meaning that it is decentralized. There is no front door to kick in.
No central hub, no central vault.
Of BitInstant. Yeah. It's an alternative currency, meaning that you can choose to use it if you don't want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But it's also a commodity on the Internet. I mean, its value has gone from a few cents to many dollars, and it's kind of moved around. And so, you know, it's a fascinating thing, and it's gaining popularity every day. As a matter of fact, there were 20, let's see, the amount of online wallets at blockchain.info, which is probably the best place to go get your online wallet. Again, blockchain.info. They increased by 20% a few days ago. Just jumped up within like a week's time. And so,
thanks to Free Talk Live, no doubt.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think so. Adoption of Bitcoins is, however, really, really taking off. Yeah. And what this has actually had to do with was an Asian gambling company doing business only in Bitcoins in order to avoid problems with governments around the world.
Nice.
Giving them trouble. So, you know, it really speaks to what people think about money. they don't think about money at all. Most people don't know that the greenbacks sitting in their wallet are backed by nothing and that they are debt notes issued by a group of private banks to the Treasury Department for T-bills and things like that. They don't know. They don't know that that if you paid off all the debt in this country, there would be no money. But it doesn't matter because they use them to do business all the time. And the same thing with bitcoins. Nobody has to know that these things are uncounterfeitable. It's not possible for any politician or banker to inflate them, that they're give them complete control over their own money. They don't need to know that. They just need to know that, hey, I can play pachinko or blackjack with these things.
And they need to know they're valuable, and they need to know that other people will accept them.
They can see they're valuable. Yeah. I mean, they can see that people will buy and sell them and things like that. So
they're selling for over $13 a piece right now.
They're the most valuable currency in the world. And you can go get them. The fastest, safest, easiest way to get your bitcoins is go to bitinstant.com. Again, it's bitinstant.com. They've got more than a million locations. You can deposit cash, or you can do it right from your computer. They're available in more than 30 countries. Bitinstant.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is on the amp line. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Welcome, sir. Happy holidays to you.
Which is what I wanted
whatever.
To actually... Happy Hanukkah and all that good stuff. But anyway, I kind of wanted to say how sad I am, kind of, because I've witnessed the passing of an age, and that's called Christmas, because the Christmas holiday, the Christmas spirit, it's all gone down to nothing, basically. I mean, when I was young, we used to have Santas on the street corners, and all the kids wanted to go to the department store to sit on Santa's lap, and of course, we all know Santa's a bunch of baloney, but...
But they still have those things today.
They do, but it's not like before. I mean, we were at the mall today.
You're not a child anymore.
But they have one Santa. I'm talking about the quantity. They have one Santa in this great big gigantic mall right in the center. Now, when I was young, each department store had their own Santa, and they would set up all of the decorations and stuff. It was just, and the decorations were huge back then. Now, I mean, you barely get a couple of wreaths hung up and some tinsel here and there.
Yeah, that's not what it's like in my neighborhood. But let me ask you this. What did your parents tell you about all these Santas? Because isn't that kind of confusing for kids? I mean, how can Santa be everywhere?
Well, because, and that's a good question. And believe me, kids did ask that. And so we were typically told that, these are Santa's helpers rather than Santa. So.
Because you could see it was a fake beard and stuff like that. That was generally what my mother said too, and it came to the story that I made up for myself about Santas, that there must be a Santa for every town because there's no way this guy could hit all these houses in one night. So,
Reminds me of when I was in elementary school. When I was growing up on the channel Nickelodeon, which is a channel on cable for kids,
that they dump green stuff on people.
But they also had Mr. Wizard, which was like this science guru guy, kind of the predecessor to Bill Nye. Mr. Wizard was great. It was a great show, really entertaining. He always had some kind of neat experiment that he was doing. And at some point, they told us that Mr. Wizard was going to come to the school. And then when the person showed up and it wasn't Mr. Wizard, we got some BS excuse like, oh, well, Mr. Wizard couldn't make it. This is one of his helpers. And it was such a scam. It was so, like, nobody believed for a moment that that was actually what had gone on, because then it was, like, another year they pulled the same thing on us where they claimed Mr. Wizard was going to come, and it ended up being one of his helpers again. And it was just so insulting. It was so insulting to our intelligence.
But back to Christmas, I'm about to go to China again. I'm leaving. We're leaving Saturday to go to China, so it'll be right before Christmas. And it's kind of sad that I have to go to a socialist country to see the malls all decked out in the glory that I remember as a child and actually playing real Christmas carols like Silent Night and O Come All Ye Faithful. Nowadays, it's become politically incorrect to play any of a religious kind of Christmas carol in a public setting. Now, we play them in our waiting room because I put a CD out there and I play whatever I want to play in my waiting room.
I think there's some of the best ones
in our waiting room.
I think the best ones are the religious hymns, personally. Now, I don't believe most of the stuff.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, but I love them. I like them the best.
I heard them when I was
beautiful.
I don't know, man. I mean, I heard them when I was working at Kmart on those overhead speakers all the time. There was plenty of religious songs.
You're like 15 years
not
ago,
anymore.
Man.
Yeah, 15 years ago maybe, but now you go to China and you will hear in the malls, and they got big old Christmas trees and everything everywhere. They don't understand Christmas very well in China, but they do get the Christmas carols right.
Yeah, they understand buying stuff.
Hey, Gene, thanks for the call. Enjoy the trip. Be sure to give us a call on the roundup of how your China trip goes. Always interesting to hear about that, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you know? Things change. Maybe things aren't exactly the same as they were when Gene was growing up, but it's certainly Christmas hasn't gone away. There's plenty of Christmas out there. You mentioned the lights. There's some guy down the street here from the LRN.FM studio that gets some kind of a crane truck out and decks out a humongous evergreen tree that he has in his front yard with lights. I mean, so people really do, a lot of them go above and beyond the call of duty as far as...
I want to hear more about these Chinese Santas.
Well, maybe you'll hear more about it when he gets back from his trip. Let's go in the meantime to Jeremy, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy in Pennsylvania, going once. Jeremy, hey there.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
This is great. We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, so I want to say I'm a touring musician, and I've been to Keene a handful of times. I've played over at the Starving Artist there. You know that?
Yeah, they closed down, unfortunately. But yes, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well. I guess I've also had a lot of friends and musicians from Keene, roommates down in Boston when I was living in Boston. And when I became sort of aware of my libertarianism, when I became aware of the Free State Project and so on, I talked to these young kids, mostly artists, from Keene about the Free State Project and their thoughts on it. And they always seemed unaware. And I was wondering, I've never really spoken to anyone from Keene when I was walking about the project. I was wondering, why do you think maybe some of these people are unaware?
No, most people are unaware in general of things going on around them. Stand by. We can talk further about that. It's certainly something that affects a lot of activism movements, certainly not just this one. 855-453. It's more of an apathy thing, I think, than anything else. 855-450-3733. We'll explore it. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You probably don't want to bother trying tonight because we've got a bunch of people that want to get on and we only have moments remaining. But tomorrow night, Mark and Stephanie will be here.
That's right. 7 days a week we do Free Talk Live,
right,
always from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time.
That's correct. So if you do not get your comments in tonight, do not despair. We do have more time for you every single night, so don't hesitate to call right at the top of tomorrow night's show. You can always grab us online if you don't get us on your local talk radio station over at freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. As we mentioned previously, Jeremy's on the line in Pennsylvania expressing to us that he's, you know, performed some music in Keene. He's known some people. Keene is where we live in New Hampshire, and that is the destination of the Free State Project. That is, New Hampshire is the destination. Keene is just one of many places within New Hampshire. Anyway, you've got some musical friends in from New Hampshire or that have played up in New Hampshire and spent some time up in here, and you've asked them about the Free State Project, and they have not known about it, and that was what your question kind of was for us, right?
Exactly.
You know, Mark, you're welcome to take a crack at this, but I think it just really has to do with, one, younger people are more likely to be apathetic.
I wanted to point that out, as younger people aren't the ones, you're talking about younger musicians usually, and younger people aren't the ones who tend to be involved in kind of, you know, political movements or whatever. Secondarily, you know, the Free State Project is a movement of outsiders into New Hampshire. However, we do get very involved with people in New Hampshire who want to work on different projects with which we agree and often get very involved in the communities, but oftentimes that involvement doesn't have to do with hanging out with kids.
Kids. Well, there are a lot of people that are in their 20s in the Free State Project. There are a number of people who could connect with these folks, but just because they haven't doesn't mean that they wouldn't eventually. But generally, younger people tend to, and I think people in general, not just younger people, but people in general tend to focus on their own lives. They tend to focus on the things that are most important to them, which usually is, working, paying the bills, taking care of the family, and whatever leisure activities they enjoy the most. And if they happen to come across something else, like, say, some kind of a protest or an outreach event, or you know, a news article about what's going on up here, then maybe they would be connected by accident to what was going on. But ultimately, I think it would be interesting to do some level of polling in New Hampshire, like phone polls or whatever, to find out, you know, what it is that people actually do know, if anything, about the Free State Project. I bet there's a surprising number of people that have never even heard of the Free State Project, and that's somewhat good in some ways and somewhat bad in other ways. And it is what it is, you know.
I guess it's sort of unfortunate my contemporaries, my peers, kind of just immediately push themselves towards maybe a liberalism, just, I think, mostly out of a lack of knowledge towards libertarianism. And
sure,
this idea, Ron Paul running under a Republican ticket, their first thought is, this guy doesn't like homosexuals, this guy is racist, this and this and this. And I always try and explain, no, that's not it at all. That's actually, you know, the opposite of what's going on.
Quite the contrary.
Right. But it's an understandable viewpoint if what we're talking about is someone who hasn't taken the time to educate themselves about what they're talking about. And that's most people. You know, most people hear one thing about something and they presume that they already know, oh, he's got an R by his name, so he must be those things that you mentioned. And for the most part, that's a reasonable presumption to make. But in the case of Ron Paul, it doesn't work. And one would have to take the time to dig a little bit deeper, would have to take the time to move beyond preconceived notions. And the same thing's true about the Free State Project here. If you actually do find somebody that's heard of the Free State Project, they may have a negative view on the Free State Project because they've heard some rumors that are also markedly incorrect about Free State Project participants. Oh, well, they're all Republicans. Well, that's not true. Several of them were just elected.
Although many have been arrested.
As Democrats. And, I don't know if the ones that have been arrested for civil disobedience would consider themselves Republicans. So it just, you know, it depends on who you ask and what level of information they've had, what level of exposure, and what level of personal time they've spent investigating it and really kind of questioning their beliefs. So I think that what we're also looking at here is a movement that's still nascent. I mean, we're still just on the very beginning cusp of the Free State Project. You're only looking at 1,000-plus people that are spread across all of New Hampshire. We want to get to 20,000 people. I mean, already we've had an impact, but clearly it's not big enough. So that's why we need help. Please go to freestateproject.org to learn more. And, Jeremy, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for doing the radio show, guys.
Yeah, be sure you let us know next time you're coming up to Keene, and we'll be sure to come out and hang out with you. Thanks for the call.
If we can get the Starving Artist back open, I'll be there.
They're closed, and it's been replaced by another location, but there's always going to be some place to play music here. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. And by the way, if you want to connect to the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project has a great website with a forum on it, and that's a good way to connect with folks here. Also, the Shire Society website, you can go to forum.shiresociety.com. That's also a good way to connect with people. And, of course, there are a bevy of Facebook groups for a variety of different things. You might want to start with the Free State Project Facebook group. That's another good one. Continuing here with you and your thoughts, let's go to, I believe we've got Phil listening in Indiana. Not sure where you are. Where are you in Indiana, Phil?
It's Bill.
Oh, sorry, Bill.
With a B. I'm Mishawaka, Indiana.
Excellent.
Right near Notre Dame University.
Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I happen to have a relative who is paranoid schizophrenic, and I just thought that people out there should know that people that have that kind of a problem, the relatives and friends, they can try to do as much as they can to help them, but if they are over 21 and they don't want the help or refuse it, unless they're a harm to others or themselves, there's not a whole lot that they can do. These people are very stubborn. My relative, she will not take the medicine, doesn't even want to admit that it is for what it is. She thinks it's sleeping medication, and she won't take it.
Mm.
So, and the delusions can be minor or they can be major, and it's something that the parents of that guy out there, they may have done everything they could to help him, but because he was over 21, there's a limit to what they can do. And I just think that, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's the parents' fault. It's not always the parents' fault. But there is a lot of things that factor into what's going on.
You know, I wonder in this case, if I had, you know, I don't know what this person was like as far as mental illness or anything like that.
Yeah, we don't know much about this alleged shooter at this
maybe
point.
Maybe it wasn't obvious at all. But, it, you know, if I had somebody who clearly had a break with reality, didn't have a good grasp of reality in the home and acted in erratic fashion, I don't think I would have, I don't think I'd have rifles, especially assault type rifles, black rifles, really.
Was he living with his mom?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, question, Bill. Anything else?
Yeah. The question would be, in that respect, were they actually there in the home because somebody else had them there, or did he have them there? You'd be surprised how...
Well, the allegations I read were that his mother owned several firearms. That, you know, again, okay. there's probably not much yet known about this young man's motivations, although word is came out today that apparently the police claim they have something that points to motive in this case. So I'm sure we'll learn more as time goes on. But, yeah, I agree. It's probably not a good idea to keep firearms around mentally unstable people, no doubt. Thanks for the call, Phil. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Steve listening in Cape Cod. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I want to know about, like, some of these Black Ops games that you see on TV or Call of Duty. They get these kids, it seems like it could be, I don't know, maybe 10 years old and up. And if you go 13 years back when Columbine, you know, those shootings back in 1999,
mm-hmm.
I guess the two guys were watching, like, it's not Black Ops because it just came out. But back then, they had them kind of there watching these shooting games before they went into the high school and did what they did.
I believe they were known to play Doom, which is one of my favorite games from growing up. It's a third 3D shooter game. Probably the granddaddy of all these games you're talking about.
Really? Like the Black Ops ones when they said real life and it's like the head pops off?
Well, it wasn't like real life in 1998 or whatever. It was, you know, it was pretty good for the time.
Yeah, back then, right. But now it's like real life, right? I just see it. Whatever.
Games are approaching photorealism. I mean, it's not real life yet, but they're getting there. I mean, they're really becoming very realistic looking, and the physics engines are outstanding now. You know, there's actual physics when items are thrown, they bounce in realistic ways and things like that. Bodies fall and crumple in realistic ways. I wish we could get more into the video game conversation because that may end up being some of this. There's a headline today about shooter played video games. So I wish we had more time to talk to you about it tonight, but we don't, Steve. So call back another night. We'd be happy to talk to you then, and preferably toward the beginning of the show, like tomorrow night, where Mark will be here with Stephanie at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.